Welcome to another fresh episode of Sheep Tank, where the sheep will pitch new or interesting business ideas from the commerce landscape or updated business ideas for which they would like to have some investment. On the other hand, we have skeptical wolves that will grill the sheep and see if they will want to invest or not. We spoke about Netflix and Picnic before. We had Macy's, we had Amazon. Today, the wolves for this episode will be Yara and Alex. And that means, I guess, then today I am the sheep. And what I'm going to pitch today is Van Moof, the Dutch bicycle company, and their mission is to get the next billion people on a bike. And our secret weapon is that for the back end, we design, we engineer, we source all the components ourselves. We fully control manufacturing. And on the front end, we own distribution, point of sale, and the customer relationship. And both professional reviewers, customers, they love us, Google us, look at all the reviews that we have. You'll see that a lot of people are very happy with our products. And since the pandemic, we have experienced an unprecedented upsurge in demand. People looking for safer alternatives, basically for public transport, and Van Moof tripled the bike sales, and we doubled our annual revenue during the pandemic. And the global e-bike market is forecasted to be valued at around 48 billion by 2028. Double the value that it was before the pandemic. So you can see we are in somewhat of a growth market. The previous funding round, we used that to expand our production and reinvent the way that our hardware and software components are made to make that more sustainable and more future-proof, and to make our high-quality, high-tech e-bikes more accessible to customers. And I'm actually looking for a new round of funding for our global expansion to really get to that billion bikes. We are now roughly at 400,000, so 400 million, sorry. So we're almost halfway there. And we need to expand worldwide. And we are a D2C company right now, but same as similar companies that are trying to make a move to expand, we would like to also go wholesale with our bikes and to see if we can also invest in like getting a much cheaper version for consumers that cannot pay for the current bikes that are still quite highly priced. So we're not going to get to the billion with our current price point. So we need to get to a next bike, our S4, on a much cheaper price point. So that's what we need some investment for.
I think you will get high investment, but with conditions. So I totally believe in your company. I totally believe in, let's say, the turnaround or the transition in mobility. So I think you have a bright future ahead of you. However, why not? You just mentioned you need a cheaper option also in order to expand. I want to connect my investment to a bike as a service or renting the bikes option in order to make it more accessible and also kind of connected to the sustainability mission that you outlined. But then you get my money.
Really like a subscription service or renting
similar to
when you need it?
To what's this other Dutch company, Swapfits, but with Van Moof nice bikes.
Swapfits, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex?
Yeah, so you said in the beginning that Van Moof is a very trusted brand with a lot of positive customer reviews.
Surely you found the negative one right now.
immediately I wanted to believe you, and then I just googled Van Moof experiences and ended up at a website called Trustpilot, website which I trust, and just reviewing the first 10 reviews, I would say that's the most unreliable piece of bike tech in the market. Way too expensive, and people are really complaining about. I love the design. to be very honest. It's really, really cool and innovative. But at this scale, if I compare it to other bike manufacturers, like a Canyon, like a Rose bike, which are super profitable with lots of happy customers, so they have rather like a supply chain issue, I don't believe that the VanMoof team has proved to be able to scale and to produce en masse. It's kind of a, it's a scaled product that was initially good when there was a much better and tight production quality control and or quality assurance. Right now, it's just a shitty product, and I can throw like 2,000 euros out of the window or buy a VanMoof bike. The overall effect is going to be the same. With the VanMoof bike, I will have like a piece of metal in my garage that takes space and consumes like costs. But no, with this kind of customer feedback, I have to say, not at this time, Guido.
Well, thank you for your honest feedback, Alex. Yeah, I'm going to need some therapy right now, but yeah, sure. Okay, so thanks thanks for, well, basically nothing. We're not getting any funding from you guys today. Thanks for watching or listening. Sorry?
You get some from me, just conditional funding.
Yeah, exactly. Conditional funding. We'll consider it. We'll consider it. Thanks for watching or listening. And again, if you have any suggestions for the Sheep Tank, let us know. Please reach out to us on LinkedIn or Twitter, and we might be investing in you next time.
Or not.
Bye-bye. Or not.